In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. What is at the forefront of all of our thoughts today is the celebration of Our Lady of Fatima, of the apparitions which began on this 13th of May in 1917. As I have reminded you in past sermons, this is a day which has always been in some way consecrated to the Blessed Virgin Mary. In antiquity, today was the feast of Regina Martyrum, Our Lady, Queen of Martyrs. It was, in fact, the original All Saints' Day. And it was celebrated on this day in commemoration of the dedication of the Pantheon in Rome. It was formerly a pagan temple, converted into the church in honor of all those who had laid down their lives for Christ, and under the patronage especially of the Queen of all martyrs, Holy Mary. Later on in time, in many times and places, there was a devotion today to Our Lady of the Blessed Sacrament. This, however, was never a title which became a feast on the universal calendar. Finally, in the 20th century, this became the feast of a holy doctor of the Church, St. Robert Bellarmine. Today, for Holy Mass, I'm using a missal from the time of Pope Pius XI, especially to remind myself that it was this holy pontiff who at long last canonized Robert Bellarmine. His cause had been opened from the moment of his death. Veneration of the Christian people desired his canonization for many centuries. It simply did not get accomplished until the reign of Pius XI. Therefore, this was not yet officially the feast of St. Robert Bellarmine at the time that Our Lady appeared to the shepherd children in 1917. Nor was there much reason to think that it would one day be the feast of St. Robert Bellarmine. St. Robert Bellarmine died on a feast which was very dear to him, the feast of the Stigmata of St. Francis, September 17th. And in the traditional Roman calendar, that is not his feast day, since it was already occupied by the feast of the Stigmata. Nevertheless, Our Lady, appearing to the children at that time, of course knew full well that one day, May 13th, would be the feast of St. Robert Bellarmine. And though it might seem that, apart from the fact that he is a saint and a doctor, and of course, a true devotion to Our Blessed Lady, apart from these things, it seems perhaps that there is no reason to insist on any particular relation between this feast day and Our Lady of Fatima. I will do my best today, since I have not done this before, to offer some short reflections on this relation. We must understand, first of all, that St. Robert Bellarmine is rightfully, or should be rightfully, known as the great defender of the rights of Holy Mary in these dark modern times. He was a brilliant scholar, certainly among the most brilliant of his time, right after the Council of Trent. And of all his great works, perhaps the most well-known, one which was deeply admired by our dear St. Francis de Sales, was his De Controversiis, his great explanation of the Catholic faith and his response to all of the Protestant attacks of that time. One might think that our dear St. Robert, perhaps moved by a sort of prudence, might have wished not to insist too much on the prerogatives of Our Lady at that time, rather simply to defend veneration of the saints, and particular special veneration of Holy Mary, and after that to let the matter be, to insist rather on winning the argument on perhaps what one might consider to be more pressing theological questions, the primacy of the Roman Pontiff, the truth of the seven sacraments, and especially of the Holy Mass and Holy Eucharist. St. Robert did quite the opposite. He insisted in that time of the Protestant revolt, in fact, that this was precisely the time to proclaim Our Lady's Immaculate Conception. He even wrote to the Pope, asking, as a humble son of the Church, cardinal though he was, whether this infallible definition might be opportune at this time, and then proceeded to go into a lengthy argument why defining the Immaculate Conception at that very time would be truly the best thing that could be done. Furthermore, he insisted that it would not be necessary to convoke any council to do this. The Pope himself could simply define it as a divinely revealed dogma. The Pope did not act immediately on his advice. Generations would pass until finally Blessed Pius IX in 1854 would do precisely as St. Robert Bellarmine had advised, that is, without convoking a council, with the fullest of his apostolic authority, define the Immaculate Conception of Holy Mary. Furthermore, I would think that that Holy Pontiff had in mind very much what St. Robert was thinking in his time, for his original intention was for the definition of the Immaculate Conception in 1854 to be published as one document along with his Syllabus of Errors, his condemnation of all the errors of the modern world, because he wanted to give this victory to Our Lady, destroyer of all heresies. As it turns out, upon the advice of certain of his theologians, Pius IX would wait 10 years. He would wait for the 10th anniversary of the definition of the Immaculate Conception to release his Syllabus of Errors. But this is very much what St. Robert had in mind in his time, that the victory over the Protestant heresy should be a victory of our Immaculate Queen. We must insist today that the theological preparation which St. Robert Bellarmine gave in his time to the definition of this doctrine certainly paved the way for the veneration of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, which would come especially with the apparitions at Fatima. But I would like to close these thoughts today by reading to you a prayer of St. Robert Bellarmine, and if we take the time to meditate on it, I think we will find that this prayer is truly prophetic concerning what will come with the triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Virgin adorned and clothed with the sun, grant me thine aid. Virgin most beautiful, mystical rose, take abode in my heart. Virgin most chaste, all undefiled, grant me true peace. Virgin deserving of all honor and praise, give me thy love. Virgin elect, and full of all grace, lead me to God. Virgin most blessed, star of the sea, dispel the storms besetting me. Virgin most virtuous, holy and sweet, show me the way. Virgin illustrious, with thy burning light, enlighten thou my mind. Virgin, more precious than jewels or gold, make reparation for me. Virgin most worthy of all praise, mother, daughter, and immaculate spouse. Virgin and mother, make me more pleasing to Jesus thy Son. Virgin most innocent of any stain or fault, make me more worthy of God. Virgin enriched with every gift and grace, obtain the remission of my sins. Virgin most pure, grant me to enjoy the bliss of heavenly love. Virgin, thou lily among thorns, I pray thee for the grace of a happy death. Virgin more rare than the rarest dream, bring joy to my heart. Virgin so great there is none like thee on earth, bring peace to my soul. Virgin most true, loving mother too, Virgin Mary. Amen.